Get ready for the ultimate video challenge as these two teams go head-to-head with a maze of electronic obstacles for the right to face one of our game wizards in the video zone. Call all your friends. Here comes Nick Arcade. And now here's your host, a joker in the deck of life,
Andrea, and welcome to Nick Arcade, the ultimate video challenge. I'm here today with Kelly of the yellow team and Bonnie of the red team. We're going to play the face-off game, Post Haste. Now, in this game, you have to maneuver your postman down the street, avoiding people's pets and perils along the way. Whoever gets their postman the farthest at the end of 30 seconds will get 25 points in control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round one. Okay, into positions, grab your controllers. Ready, set, go! And they're off.
Come back here.
Okay, yellow, red team's down. Yellow team's moving pretty good. They're both going. They're both down. We're at 20 seconds. Yellow team has the lead. We're at 15 seconds left. And they're both up again. And yellow team's just put down. And they're both up again. Some jumping, some sliding, some falling. We're at 5 seconds left. And the winner is going to be the yellow team. All right. Way to go. Let's go play some more. Yeah. Okay, Kelly, we're going to face off for your team. Everybody, let's welcome the video jocks on the show, starting off with the yellow team, Kelly and Austin. Say hey. Now, Kelly plays softball. So, do you play on a team at school?
No, I play for a team in my area.
Oh, really? Do you have a name? Is it like a league?
It's Astros.
All right. And how'd you do this season? Are you into it now?
No, it's finished, but we did pretty good.
All right. Well, great. What position do you play?
Outfield.
Outfield. Okay. Your partner helping you there is Austin, and Austin plays guitar. Now, do you play different guitars, bass, lead? What type of guitar?
Oh, well, I personally like to play acoustic.
Acoustic guitar. And what type of music do you normally play?
Just kind of soft, slow music.
Kind of nice, easily listening stuff. All right, well, welcome to the show. Your opponents today are Luis and Bonnie. Say yo! All right, now, is it Luis or Lewis?
Lewis.
Lewis, okay, and Lewis is into peer counseling. Now, that's very interesting. Tell me about that. What is peer? What do you do?
Well, it's like a group of us, and we help little kids with their problems.
All right, well, that's very good. Welcome to the show. And Bonnie is on a basketball team. What's the name of the team, Bonnie?
The Plano Reapers.
And is that like a school team?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. And what position do you play normally?
Center.
Center. Well, everyone, let's welcome them all to the show. All right. Now, here's how we play. You're going to take Mikey, our video adventurer, and you're going to move him all around this screen here in every direction except diagonally. Now, as you do this, you're going to run into our four Ps: points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Be careful, because there's an enemy up there, and if you run into him, your control gets zipped from you to the other team. Now, all questions in round one are worth 25 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of the two rounds will be going into the video zone to battle today's game wizard. Now, before we get busy, Andrea, what is Mikey doing today?
Well, today, Mikey's loading up on the monster repellent and marching into Creepyville. In round one, he's sloshing his way through the eerie, murky swamp. But watch out, because your monster repellent won't work on the ghastly ghost who lives there. Trudge your hero through the horrors and pass the goal, and you'll grab yourself 50 points. Ghoulish.
Cool. I'm scared. I'm covering my eyes. Thank you, Andrea. Now, yellow team, you won the face off. You have 25 points and you have control. Move Mikey, please.
Up.
Okay, Mikey's going up. Okay, this is another one of our video puzzles. Now, we took our Nick Arcade minicam and we put it in some pretty strange places in the world. The first team that can buzz in and tell me where the camera is hidden will get 25 points and control of Mikey. Ready? Hands on your buzzers. Let's check out the hidden camera. Okay, Okay, remember, we're trying to figure out where the camera is hidden. Yes, red team.
Closet.
Let's take a look. Is that where the camera is hidden? Is it in the closet? It is! Yeah! All right. Red team, you have 25 points and you have snack control. Move Mikey this time.
Up.
Mikey's going up. Up! Prize for the red team. Andrea, tell them they just won.
The Nikko Turbo Land Shark, off-road land tracker that makes fast spin turns and climbs up to 45-degree angles, includes battery pack and charger. The Turbo Land Shark from Nikko.
Hey, that is yours, red team. And what else is yours? Control of Mikey. Move him again, please.
Right. Right.
Mikey's going right. Mikey's off, and that means control is off of your hands and is now in the hands of the yellow team. Move, Mikey.
Right.
Mikey's going right. Video challenge! All right, yellow team. Yellow team is Harry and Oprah here. They want to play the video challenge. Dang, video challenge. You have to add more points to your score and maintain control. Who's going to be playing? Okay, then Austin, you hang on to the board. Kelly, you get to choose from Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Chuck Rock, The Addams Family, Green Dog, and Monster in My Pocket. What would you like to play?
Monster in My Pocket.
Monster in My Pocket. Head on over. Oh, Austin's coming too. I guess I have to catch up. I'm tired. Okay, now this is a horror adventure game where you, as a good pint-sized monster, have to battle a horde of evil monsters. This game has 6 stages, and today, on Monster in My Pocket, our expert challenge is 125 points in stage 1, Monster in My House. That's what my mom used to say. Okay, now, Austin, you have 25 points. It's a tie score. Of your 25, write down how many you're willing to wager on your partner beating our expert's challenge. You have 3 seconds to write it down. Grab your little writing thingy now. He's writing with the new improved writing thingy. All right, keep it a secret, turn around. Ready, set, go, Kelly. So that's Kelly's little pint-sized Frankenstein monster battling the hunchback guys. And for each one, she picks up 5 points. She's up to 75 points. And some of the other guys that she zaps get some more points. She's up to 110, 125. Looks like one more monster will get it for her. All right, that's it. Yeah, Kelly. Great play. Let's see how many points you wager. 15 big old points. Head back over there. We're going to play some more. Yeah. She ain't scared of no monster. All right, you have the points. We add 15 to your score, and you're up to 40, and you still have control. Move Mikey again.
Right.
Mikey's going right. Oh, a point square. 25 more points. You're up to 65, and you still get to move the big M again. All right, I'll take those words back. I get to move Mikey straight to the goal. We're almost out of time, and we are in sudden death. The correct answer to this question will get you 50 points and the goal for round 1. Hands on your buzzers, gang. Here's your question. What does ESP stand for? Oh, extrasensory perception. Okay, hands still on the buzzers because this is for the round 1 goal. Washington Irving wrote a short story about a man who falls asleep for 20 years. Yes, yellow team.
Rip Van Winkle.
Rip Van Winkle is that? You have the goal and the 50 points. Gang, let's take a peek and see where things were heading up there this time. Pow, there were 2 prizes down on the corner left. Right now, we're looking at yellow team with 115, red team with 25. Gang, round 2 is upon us. After these messages, you know what happens. Points will be doubled. Don't be tardy. Come back to the party here in this arcade. Yeah, all right. Now in the arcade with my buddy Austin of the yellow team and Lewis of the red team. They're going to try their hands at the face-off game post-haste. Now, in this game, you have to get your postman down the street, avoiding people, pets, and perils along the way. Whoever gets their postman the farthest at the end of 30 seconds will get 50 points, because in round two, the points are doubled, and they'll get control of Mikey for the start of that round. Gang, into position, fellas. Hands on controllers. Ready, set, go! And they're off.
Keller, come back here.
Ooh. Both are doing pretty good, and both went down at the same spot. And they're back up again. Some jumping going on. We're at 15 seconds, and it's a tie score. Both moseying right along. Down at the same spot. Tie score still. This is a close one. As we get to the end, it looks like we have a tie. Gang, get back over. We're going to break this tie. Yeah. We have a tie. Hands on your buzzers. This correct answer will get us a winner for the round two face-off. Here we are. Which pro ball player offers its very own version of combat basketball? Yes, yellow team.
Bill Laimbeer.
That is correct. Yeah. You have the 50 points for the round two face-off. All right. Now, Andrea, tell us where Mikey is going in round two.
In round two, Mikey's wiping the mud off his feet and stepping into the ghoulish haunted house. But step lively, because that gloomy ghost is now in the house. Guide Mikey through the haunted house and pass the goal, and you'll conjure up 100 points. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Now, gang, remember the four P's are still up there. Points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Video challenge is still up there, and also the ghost. Want to avoid him. Now, all questions of round two are worth 50 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of this round will be going into the video zone. Okay, now, yellow team, you want to face off. You have the 50 points, and you have control. Move Mikey.
Right.
Mikey's going right. Credit crawl. This is another video puzzle. Now, besides the credits we've all seen at the end of movies and TV shows, we were wondering how the credits might read for more familiar things. Well, the first team that can buzz in and tell me what performer these credits describe will get 50 points and control of Mikey. Hands on your buzzers. Ready? Let's crawl the credits. Hey, Bay City, Michigan. The borderline research by people there. Yes, red team.
Madonna.
Let's take a look. Were the credits describing Madonna? Yeah, there she is, the material girl herself. Madonna. And red team. 75 points and you have control. Move, Mikey.
Down.
Mikey's going down. Quiz. Here is the question. Buzz in with the correct answer and you'll get 50 points. Hands on your buzzers. What is arachnophobia? Yes, yellow team.
The fear of spiders.
The fear of spiders, yeah. And you've taken back control of Mikey, plus you got 50 points. Move the big M again.
Right.
Mikey's going right.
You'll like this from Team Glasgow, the leader in licensed sportswear. Become a member of your favorite team in Team Glasgow Sportswear. Congratulations.
Major congrats. That is yours no matter what happens, and you get to move Mikey again.
Down.
Okay, Mikey's going down. All right, boo, boo, boo. Control goes from yellow over to you, red team. Move Mikey.
Right.
Okay, Mikey's going right. Video challenge! Red team, yeah! Red team's coming to the video challenge. Oh, there they are! How you doing? Video challenge. Get that more points to your score and maintain control. Who's going to be playing?
I am.
Okay, Bonnie, you hang onto the board. Lewis, you get to choose from Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Chuck Rock, The Addams Family, Green Dog, and Monster in My Pocket's out of it because we played it already. What would you like to play?
Chuck Rock.
Chuck Rock. Head over to Chuck Rock. Come on with us, Bonnie. Chuck Rock. Now, this is a caveman adventure game where you are a prehistoric Chuck Rock guy trying to save your wife from the evil Gary Gritter. This game has multiple levels, and today on Chuck Rock, our expert challenge has been set at 2,000 points in the level called the Haunted Prehistoric Cave. So you have to meet or beat 2,000 in 30 seconds. Bonnie, you have 75 points. Your opponents have 215. Good place to make up some extra points. Of your 75, I want you to write down your wager now. Write it down. She's done it already. Oh, gosh. Well, we just got to hear the tune. Turn around here, Lewis. Ready, set, go. Hit pause. All right. All right, Chuck Rock goes around. He bashes things with his tummy. And right now, he's up to 700 points. 2,000 is what we're trying to beat. But the 1,500 is doing really well. All right, he just picked up 1,750 points. All right, yeah, man. Oh, one last thing. Got it for you. Way to play. And how many points to wager? 50 big old points. Hand back over. I'm going to add that to the score. Great wagering and great playing. We add the 50 points to your score. You're up to 125, and you have control still. Move, Mikey.
Right.
Mikey's going right. Pop quiz. Hands on your buzzers. This is for 50 points. In Stephen King's horror novel, It, the creature could take any form desired. What form did it take? Yes, yellow team.
A clown?
A clown is it. Yeah. All right. Pulling that off without hearing the clues. And you have control of Mikey. Move him again.
Right.
Mikey's going right. And he's taking a trip to the goal. Okay. Yellow team, you have Mikey at the goal. Red team, going to show you the categories from which I will ask the yellow team a question. They are, I'm afraid, not, he's dead, Jim, and things that go pump in the night. Pick a category, red team.
Things that go pump in the night.
Things that go pump in the night. Okay. Now, yellow team, the correct answer to this question will get you 100 points and the goal for round two. If you miss it, the red team will get the goal by default and 50 points. This is just for you, yellow team, and you have 5 seconds to answer this question. This is a question about rap music. Here's a question. They rap, they sing, and their beat does swing. Who are the four boys from Philadelphia who sing It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday? You have 5 seconds to think about it. Yes, yellow team, you have an answer?
Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men is it! You have a goal and 100 points. Let's reveal the board and see where everything was this time in this round. Pow, there was a prize up there in the corner. Well, right now, yellow team with 365, you are going into the video zone. Yeah. Red team, great plan, great wagering, making a comeback. Hey, Andrea, tell them what great stuff they leave with.
BK. BK Ratch Tech. Strap on the noise. And Petite Miss Cosmetics. It's fun to play dress up with your own Petite Miss makeup set. It has lipsticks, blush, eyeshadows, and more. Pretty cool, pretty cute, pretty you with Petite Miss.
I'm standing right here with the yellow team. They're going through that door in a second to take on Murloc in the wizard level. Are you ready to go into the zone? Are you ready to go into the zone? Hey, that's what they came here for. Come back and see what happens today and how they play on Nick Arcade. Yeah. We're back. I am standing here with Kelly and Austin. They're ready to go through that door into the video zone. Now, you have 1 minute to get through all three levels. After the first two, with the time left, you'll go into the wizard level to take on Murloc. Now, for each item you pick up, you'll get $50. And for each level you get past, you will get a great prize. Now, here is your challenge. Player number one is in the Haunted Museum to retrieve 3 priceless pieces of art. But watch out for the gargoyle, the vampire, the tentacles, and the hand of doom. Pull back the curtain and the light will destroy all your enemies. Collect all 3 artworks and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get.
Eliminate the hills with the Kent 18-speed Peak Reformer. Mountain biking excitement made easy with Shimano index shifting. Mountain biking fun by Kent.
Now, player two is on a sub-search, picking up 3 sunken treasure chests from the seafloor while avoiding vicious sharks, explosive mines, giant lobsters, slippery squids, and electrifying eels. Scoop up a nuclear power cell will restore all your power. Get all 3 treasure chests, and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get.
Smith Corona's WP1100 Intelligently Quiet Word Processor features a 23,000 character memory, 2-line LCD display, and a built-in SpellWrite 75,000 word electronic dictionary.
All right, now with the time left, you'll both take on Murloc in the wizard level. Catch 3 floating orbs while avoiding the dangerous lightning blasting creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass, and you'll freeze everything for 5 seconds. Beat Murloc by catching all 3 orbs, and you will win today's grand prize.
Busch Gardens Williamsburg is your passport to experience the adventure and excitement of 17th century Europe. Thrilling rides, live entertainment, shops, and restaurants. Also the home of the hot new Dragonfire roller coaster. And if you're looking for a vacation destination that combines history, fun, and the ultimate in service, Williamsburg's Fort Magruder Inn has it all. Good luck, you two.
All right. Hey, Power Slam, pop. Power Slam, go in there and beat the wizard. Yeah. All right, a lot up and down on the stairs to grab those artworks. And, of course, a lot of maneuvering of that sub. Okay, ready, set, go. Kickstart has been hit. All right, 1 artwork has been gotten. 2 have been gotten. All right, looking around for the next one. Where will it come from? Oh, there it is down there. She's hustling to get it. Oh, didn't quite make it. All right, yeah, she got another. Go. All right, she's off the sub. All right, he's avoiding things. He's going up there now to 33 seconds. There's a treasure chest. There's 1. All right, got hit with the mine. Took a power unit. He has 2 chests. Ooh, there's a squid. Ooh, he's down to 2 units of power. Oh, didn't get it. Down to 20 seconds. Avoiding things. All right, down to 2 units of power. Look at the last one. All right, they're off to take on Murloc. Start has been hit. All right, they're down to 1 unit of... Oh, power's gone already. We're at 8 seconds. Start has been hit again. 5 seconds. Looking for orbs. Oh, my goodness. Woo! They came so close, but they picked up some nice things. They won the Team Glasgow clothing at front, and this time, we're getting past the first level. They got the Kent bicycles, and the second level, they got the Smith Corona word processor. Things were gotten. Yeah, here they come. Hey, gang. Woo! Woo! You did great in there. We enjoyed watching you. And now, how did you feel while you were in the zone?
It was fun.
It was fun? And what was your strategy while you were in there in the wizard level?
Just go for the orbs.
Just go for the orbs. Well, listen, you went for the orbs. You got some great things, even though you didn't beat Murloc. But, gang, when we come back, 2 new players will be here. They're going to go into the zone. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Arcade is taped before a live studio audience at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios, Orlando, Florida.